The leafy ground beneath your feet gives slightly as you move forward. The path here is somewhat better trodden by many creatures and not just by you. But as so often is the case here, the ground is soft, the smell of leaf mold is prevalent, and just in this place there seems nothing particularly dangerous. Perhaps this is an opportunity to forage, to access the resources of this place without interruption. You adjust your comfortable clothing, ensuring that you have your pouches at the ready, and begin to move, checking the underbrush, disturbing flowers, fruit, fronds. Here and there, a peculiar thing can be found. Wild canine peppers, perhaps seeded there by a wanderer from the not-too-far-off lake or the farm nearby to it. But these are left. Today is not the day to gather that kind of thing. Continuing your walk along the path, footfalls, treading, quiet, careful. Moving a nearby bush, particularly overhung with flowers and with a heady floral scent. There's a faint, chiming, shimmering sound, and you move back, perhaps startled, perhaps merely cautious. What rises up in front of you is a small, humanoid figure. Her face is attractively framed by long, blonde hair, but she is small, not even the size of the palm of your hand. Darting to and fro, she giggles merrily and then flies out of sight quickly. Although your eyes, perhaps honed along with your reflexes in this place, manage to follow her behind the broad leaf of a nearby tree, peeking out at you, green eyes boring downward, roving up and down your form. Her nudity was quite obvious, and in that flash of motion, red wings fluttering, flat breasts, but clearly an adult, feminine figure, rapidly hidden and now observing. As she peers down, she notices the, perhaps difficult to help, perhaps impossible to avoid, gradually growing bulge between your legs. That comfortable clothing does nothing to hide it, and you in particular have no need to conceal it, although at her glance, if abashed, it would not be inappropriate to slide your hands in front of it and conceal. But as she looks, she prepares to run. You see her muscles tense as she flies away. Thinking yourself not particularly dangerous, and wanting to know more about the creature just in case she's going to run off to fetch someone more dangerous, you dart past her, fortunately outspeeding her as she veers to move around a tree, and when your hand jets out and grabs hold of her, it brings her up where you can inspect in detail. You feel her form, nude, warm, in the palm of your hand, and, grasping her, bring her up to interrogate, asking why she ran away. You have... she struggles, attempting to move. You have a penis. I can't get near to that kind of thing. It screws us up. Come on, let me go. Let me go, mister. I can't... She seems to sniff the air, looking at you, her eyes blinking rapidly. She licks her lips and gives a resigned sigh. Fine, let me go. Realizing she doesn't seem to mean any harm, that's the moment when your fingers loosen, and she flits away, and then back. Her form... nude, perfect, but small. You wonder what she could even do, or why she could care that you were in possession of a penis rather than some other configuration without one. And that's when she rushes into your comfortable clothing. She unbuttons nothing, simply pulling the collar away, and her warm form vanishing. You feel her practically pour down your collarbone, sliding against you. Stand still, she says, again sounding resigned, but her breathing is more labored now, her movement swifter. She slips down below your waistband, sliding, and you feel tiny nimble fingers with perfect precision grasping the head of you, your cock rigid, bigger than she is, this woman, tiny. Magic and perfect, and probably very difficult to dislodge. At that moment, the thought of removing her might roll through your head, if only to save her from herself and her indulgence. But so doing would end up with you having to reach into some places that she wouldn't want to be removed from. And therefore, the correct thing to do might be to remain still. For all the slow, tender ministrations of her hands, becoming rapider as she wraps her entire nude body around you, and you feel the breeze of her wings wafting across your already rigid head inside your pants, which you daren't remove for fear she might do something you'd regret, or perhaps for fear that she may stop. And stopping would not be pleasurable. What is presently occurring, on the other hand, is intensely so. Even without free airflow, she manages to move up and down, clinging to you. Her arms and legs can be felt wrapped around your shaft, her hair tickling the tip as she licks, gently in long, licking, exploratory movements. Her body is arched against it, and you can feel the wetness of her rubbing across it. Her body arching. Her nipples are perfect. Her form grasping you, rubbing against you up and down, constant. And your mind, as you're forced to stand there, perhaps with knees quaking, perhaps with body arching, perhaps with mind racing, your mind explores what she must feel like, wrapped around you, and you hear her pleasured giggles escaping. She seems a little loopy, a little more enthusiastic than before, and her rubbing grows ever faster. Yes. Gently laying back, careful to shield the area between your legs, you fall to the ground on the forest floor on your buttocks, laying back, and she marshals your rigid cock into pointing upward, so when you look down, you can see the tent of your clothing and her movement. You think you can glimpse a red wing through the slightly upraised waist of your pants, but she moves more and more rapidly, sliding against the cloth and against you. Giggles escape, and so do the smacks of her lips, kissing, licking, groaning. Oh, you feel a few drops of pre-cum come out, and she licks it up like fine nectar. Reaching down, you experimentally raise the waistband of your pants and see her glowing faintly, clinging to you from the side, her feet playing across your balls on the downstroke, her mouth grasping across the head, licking up the slightly slick trails of your cum dripping, lapping it up like fine wine. Her eyes practically rolled back in her head with pleasure, giggling and squeezing against you, her tiny lips rubbing over you. Her feminine adult form nonetheless diminutive, clinging, pointed breasts rubbing across you, groans and gasps, long blonde hair tickling you, a manipulation fine, delicate, precise, and yet so powerfully pleasurable. To dislodge her would no doubt have her clinging to you, groaning and complaining. You can see the need in her eyes. The lust, the yearning to be a little closer, to drink deeper, to grasp you in hand, oh, and feel you against her. Yes. There's a longing in her eyes, a yearning for something, the same something that as her stroke, stroke, stroking becomes more enthusiastic, you move closer to. Oh, she just seems to enjoy it so much. Her eyes rolled back, her body arched against you as you use one shaky hand to hold up the waistband of your pants, not caring that you're stretching it out, only caring that you preserve your show. Your splendid, splendid show. Ooh, she grunts, groans, and spasms as she moves up and down, the wetness trailing from her cunt leaving, a trail on the side of your cock, her hands, her arms clasp around you, around your shaft, as her face buries against your tip. She fastens her lips there, her legs nodding around you as well, grunting, waiting, seeming to beg for it, her small, perfect form rubbing against you. Oh, and the bliss perhaps entering your mind as well. Maybe at that moment. Your focus changes. Instead of merely passively riding the waves and allowing her to press you onward, a slow process, by all means, you look down at the disheveled hair, the wet lips, the pointed nipples, the shivering form, as she anticipates something that at first she wasn't quite sure she was in the mood for, but now, at her initiation, you are very involved in. Gazing at her like that, so enthusiastic, the realization seems to dawn that you are feeling a need, the desire to be needed further, to encourage her indulgence. It awakens something dormant and dominant and right. And it is this which may be informing the slow movement of your hand to the front of your comfortable clothing, even as you allow the waistband to drop, pressing her body through your pants loosely against your shaft, no longer concerned at what she might do, only concerned at heightening both of your pleasures, encouraging her to inhale, enjoy, come, indulge. You'll make your apologies later for what a mess you're leaving her in. But right now, perhaps the fact you both want it excuses the show being given to any voyeurs. Ooh, you can practically feel their eyes on your skin. This is a well-trod path. Surely someone must be watching. Wouldn't it be something to watch? To be watched, and you, still fully clothed, a compromise between the racy and the perverse. The need for a hot bath later can be excused, because as you grab the front of your comfortable pants and move her up and down manually, you hear her grunt in pleasure, and you feel her arms and legs loosen. Even as you move her up and down, stroking yourself with the warm, enthusiastic assistance of your licking partner. For she is licking, lapping up the now copious pre-cum. The occasional drunken giggle emits from between your legs, but she simply says, yes, more, more, more. Encouraging you onward, and your body arches too, that spasmodic ache entering into you from her ministrations, seeming to grow outward, to fuel your passion. You release her and hear her sigh, grabbing onto you more. She begins to do the work once more, grabbing you. With her hands, with her legs, with her mouth, her wings fluttering as she begins to piston rapidly. It's much more quick now, as if she were industriously stroking, trying to bring you to your fall. Oh, and it's welling up, clenching your buttocks. You feel her squeeze, and then her wings wrap inward, the softness of them touching the sides of your cock, and she thrusts up one final time as if she can sense it, her feet digging in just at the base of your shaft, pressing lightly, encouraging greater velocity in the stream of coming. And you're coming, finally allowed to release, finally given, what perhaps a full-sized woman would have given you sooner, but what this diminutive fairy has here, evoked in you more pleasurably, womanly body rubbing against you. You can feel every curve of her curved hips and her squeezing legs, her mouth and her hair running over your cock, even as, jets of your hot cum shoot over her form. She groans, too much, too much. And her giggling is slightly more manic, even as she extricates herself from your clothing. She flutters into the air, but it's a lopsided, drunken process, and you are left seated, groaning, looking at her. Your cum drips from her smooth, flawless skin as she hangs there, moving back and forth. She seems unable to truly hover, at least in her current state. Her pupils are a little dilated. Her mouth is turned up in a prominent smile. I try so hard not to get messed up like this, but it's so good. Don't come back here, she explains before leaving, slowly. She turns, you see her buttocks and legs coated as well, droplets of your cum. One of her hands strays between her legs to her dripping snatch, turned on by what just went on, and she pulls some of your cum up from there. You can see her licking, a smile still on her face as she half turns, but she nevertheless leaves. And in the process of leaving, you make note of which bush she goes to shelter behind. Perhaps you will return, if she's willing. With that thought, rising to your feet, turning in place. A slow departure, still feeling those little twinges of pleasure from your buttocks, from your cock, from your entire form. A very unique way to get off, at least. Having to wonder what else she might get up to if you do return. And in your departure, hearing that faint chiming flap of her wings as she conceals herself behind nearby trees and watches you go all the way out of that place on your departure toward home. But those periodic twinges of pleasure and the memory of someone who needed and yearned for your cum so deeply, who prize your climax as much as her own, for selfish reasons. Perhaps those memories will return, will twinge, will fuel your return. And perhaps the occasional erection will feel half-tormented by her squeezing embrace. Trilling fingers, searching tongue, flapping wings. Faint, giggling voice. And a departure, slowly, from that place. Perhaps with regret, but definitely with pleasure.